braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Just tuning in, this is actually part two of episode 23. This is a special two-part podcast for Thanksgiving. We won't be putting out a normal episode this week. This is continued from last week where our guests were Philip, Derek, and Nick. Really great to have them on. It was a wonderful podcast. It was so good, we just couldn't cut everything out. So instead of trying to cut everything out, you know, we went ahead and put together this special two-part podcast. You're going to hear a lot more music on this one in the first part of this episode. And so, you know, because we're not putting out a podcast for Thanksgiving officially, this is what you get. But it's a really good listen. First one was a really good listen. If you're listening to this one first, you need to stop right now. Go listen to this first part. And I hope you guys enjoy it. So, I now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast. There you go.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Your knives, God give me guns, an everlasting life, and a job at a factory making bullets in the sky for you. Yeah, it hurts sometimes, but I don't care. I see beautiful things coming down. Your knives, God give me guns, an everlasting life, and a job at a factory making bullets in the sky for you.
Hey,
I'm telling you.
That shit's fabulous.
You go home.
People hate every
night.
Shit. You can make bread
every night.
$89, $100. Yeah, off top.
Oh, yeah.
My friends thought I was selling drugs when I was working at Domino's. Yeah. Nick, I know you're selling drugs. I know you selling some dope on the side. You ain't just selling pies. I'm telling you, man. $100. Weekend money?
We met.
Oh, that shit's fucking
I'm almost sure how this went down. You worked at the pizza place. He came in with the munchies.
No, you worked.
He came in with the munchies.
Damn. I thought I had that shit paid.
What's weird about pizza delivery is think it's like, you know, us, like normal people ordering pizza. But about, I don't know about you, but for me anyway, about half the people who I was delivering to were people who were ordering for delivery because they bizarre. The last delivery I ever did was this woman who, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with her. She was wearing a jogging suit and her skin looked like someone had taken a bicycle pump, stuck it up her nose, inflated her to like 4 times her size, and then it popped, and she shrunk back down until everything was all baggy and stretched out, and her eyes were like down to here.
Oh man, you're making my fucking skin crawl. Stop.
Yeah. I got to the point where I was immune, because I would come, you, the person
keep your disease money, bitch!
You have no legs, and you can't go, ah! Because then you get a bad tip, so.
The best tips was out of Hellsville, though, man. Autumn the Hicks and shit. They'd be like, you know, you're a cool one. Okay, doctor. Just give me my fucking money. And let me go.
Evans. Let me tell you, man. Oh, my God.
What kind of tips you talking about, though? What kind of tips?
Like $5 or $6 a
delivery. See, I used to get 7, sometimes 10.
Really?
In Hellsville. Yeah, the ocean area, that's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Bread. Oh, bread. They tip.
About that.
I brought a chick some breadsticks and some wings. $10 tip. You're such a nice young man, bitch. I will take... And then you're sitting there fighting other motherfuckers over the tabs and shit. Because they're taking the ones off the computer looking, and you're like, no, that bitch. I'm taking out. I'll take all this shit out that way.
Oh, we mark the tickets. We mark the account. So when you pull up the account, you pull it out, you knew where you left.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't mark shit. You mark it. Someone looking smart. They looking. So I didn't get that shit at first.
Well, you were doing that to help each other out.
Oh, fuck everybody
people,
else.
We marked the people who didn't tip. So you knew when you were leaving, oh, this person isn't.
No doubt, because some.
We didn't have any control over what pizzas we got. We had a dispatcher who would give them to us. We didn't have a choice.
No.
But, you know, you knew. So you go, okay, I got this one right here that doesn't have a mark on it. This one says they don't tip. I'm going to take that one first. And I might take, you know, I might go visit my boy while I'm at it.
Oh, dog. And that's the fabulous thing about delivering pizza. They don't want you in the store. Why are you here? Why aren't you out? So you can stay gone, like, for fucking forever. And come back in, they don't say shit. Stay in the store too long. Why are you still here?
They'll be like, why are you on your delivery for so long? Oh, I caught a train. Oh, okay.
They won't even give a fuck. I stopped and got something to eat. Because you don't get a lunch break.
Half people delivering pizza, you go out and look at their cars and their girlfriends are sitting in there.
Yep. I used to be listening to all kinds
getting
of shit.
Getting head while you're delivering pizza.
Oh, yeah.
What's this extra sauce on my pizza? Don't even worry about that.
I stopped at my mom's crib and caught some in the game. My mom was like, what time you got off work? I was like, oh, shit, it's that late. I forgot. I thought I was supposed to get off like 15 minutes. You've been here 30. That's why I have 4 deliveries out here. And if you know the area and shit, you hit all of them in a row, you can sit back and chill.
You're on a job, right? And you're like, man, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Let's go to McDonald's.
Just pull up and stop. Eat.
I'm in the bathroom. I'm in a hotel. Man, they got nice bathrooms in hotels. I mean, they got like pristine, like, you know, gold inlaid toilets with like nice toilet paper and shit. You know,
oh, and on Post tip, some of them fuckers tip pretty well too. If you went to the visitors' barracks though, where like the guys from like other bases and shit, like commanders and whatever, come to there to visit and shit for like meetings, those motherfuckers tip their ass off.
Really?
One pizza.
They got money or something.
This one dude had a bitch up in there. He was finna fuck her. I could tell. He was like, oh, hey, I'm walking in. She, I'm looking like, this bitch is not your wife. You know what I'm saying? He just like 15, 20 me off top. There you go, guys. Like, that's what's up.
Now, as far as like race, have you heard people talk about this episode? I've had a lot of people tell me that black people don't tip. I've noticed that it doesn't matter what color, it's where they live.
Yeah.
Like the lower income.
Yes, where the fuck they live
don't
in.
Tip. Because the rich black people tip. So, I don't think that's true.
Because tip.
And this is the weird thing, and I don't like making, like, stereotypes, but this is the one thing I have noticed in delivery pizza, is Hispanic people tip more. I don't know if it's the culture.
If you got 5 generations of fuckers in one house when you eat this pizza, everybody can throw in a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can toss in a peso.
I had a guy who was tipping me, like, 75% of the cost. It was like $10, and he gave me like 18. 75.
I mean, run it.
That's you got to think about. Okay, let's run this. Okay, black people tipping. Okay, we will tip. But you better come with some perfection. We don't tip for shit you're supposed to do. Yeah. When you go above and beyond, but you know, think about it.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You
blowjobs? I mean, seriously.
I want my shit on time. You say 35 minutes, you best believe it's better not be 36.
But you know what?
If it's in the 20s, then you get a tip.
We're not the one telling you 30.
But still, in the pizza, like at Domino's, we tell motherfuckers 45, 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. Their pizza will be done in like 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. We got plenty of time to fuck around and give them their pizza. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I used to not deliver that shit on purpose. I would deliver that shit. They weren't here. Like, I was like looking at notes and they got a habit of like not answering their doors and other shit. Man, they answer. I knock. Bitch didn't answer the door. That's my pizza now. Stick that shit on top. We gonna eat for free. Then none of this bullshit.
No, to answer your question, actually, like not walking across the yard.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, how many times you got a pizza guy come with
you? Not me. Not me. I was nice.
You ordered out.
I was always way above and beyond. But let me tell you, I would fuck with people.
I don't think it really matters to like 90% of them though.
I go to your house and you don't have your porch lights on and it's pitch black out. And if I can reach that light bulb, like our front porch, I will unscrew that fucker until it's just barely in. And if you have more than one, I'll do them all. And you're like, come to the door. Yeah, what's wrong with the lights? I don't know. Better call an electrician. $200 bill. Yeah, your light bulb's unscrewed in all the way.
I hate them sob stories, dog. Yeah, I would give you a tip, but just shut the fuck up. You ain't got no bread. Just give me the shit for the pizza and let me go. I ain't got time for you to explain why you dicking me. I don't want to hear that shit. Because each motherfucker tip, even 10 cent, dog. Out of the deliveries that you're going to be doing, that shit adds up. I don't even want to hear that shit. You got 15 cent, 20 cent, 30 cent, 50. That shit all add up. Because at the end of the day, you're getting money for the delivery. You know what I'm saying? And like when gas went that one time, Domino's giving us $2 per every time we dropped off some shit. So now I'm getting those $2 per each time I'm dropping. Yeah,
the other one that I did all the time was when people wouldn't tip me, I did this. I was so good. Sorry, did I do something wrong? And they're looking like, go away, please.
Now, black folks are like, no. We don't give a fuck. That shit don't work on us.
Who they were. It didn't matter who they
were. Nah, fuck that. They use the wrong hood. It's like, what are you talking about, dog?
Come over to our spot and see if it worked out for you.
They don't get on delivery pizza over there, though.
No, they don't fuck with us, man.
They deliver
Papa
nothing.
John's right around the corner. They're like, we don't fuck with y'all.
That's some hilarious shit. They go, it's like, yeah, I was placing an order for blah, blah, blah. Okay, sir, and so on, so on. And what's the address? Give me an address. Oh, we don't deliver over there. It's like 12 noon. You know, it's broad daylight, bitch. Have you seen the football stadium lights they put out this bitch? It's dead quiet out there. Everybody's what? Oh, you still in the hood. No, we don't.
Now, the thing of it is, what really pisses me off and the shitting part about it, it's some son of a bitch out there that's a Papa John's delivery boy.
And they won't deliver out here. Send the motherfucker to stay out here.
Right next door to us. I'm like, what the fuck? I went, and this was the day I went to order some pizza, and I'm like, damn, I just want to bust all his fucking windows out, because I know he stay out here. He could have delivered that fucking pizza on the way home.
You know what I'm saying? He could have just brought this ass out, that fuck, I'd drop it off. Because I used to work at Domino's, and I had way more jewelry than this. Ring, I had fucking necklaces. And my fucking supervisor was like, Nick, you know, he's real, Larry. Real cool guy, whatever. He's like, Nick, I know, your jewelry looks real nice and everything, but, you know, you've been taking a lot of deliveries over in Fair. I don't want you to get robbed. I said, the only thing that probably happened is somebody tried to rob me. They run up, like, give me your shit, and I look, they be like, Nick, that's you? Oh, my bad, folks. That's all that's gonna happen. I grew up those guys. I'm not going to get robbed. There's going to be no robbing going on.
When we worked at Pizza Hut, the Pizza Hut on Rozier Road.
Yeah, they got robbed. They got robbed.
Once a month.
Yes, it's like, my homeboy works there. Ran out of bed.
You looking at the calendar, trying to figure out when you can leave.
It's almost like, getting robbed again. Here's your money. Oh, damn, is it the 12th?
Did you really get that much?
Time to get robbed, man. Shit.
Some bread.
No, I mean the store.
Yeah, the store.
We're not talking about the delivery drivers. We're talking about the store.
Yeah, the store may have some money in it. Depending on a busy night, don't you?
Those safes, I mean, you got like 10 delivery drivers. Each one of them is dropping like 20 bucks at a time into this big safe.
Yeah, bread.
There's nothing but cash and checks. You can't do anything with the checks, but the cash, man.
You can rack up and run it. Oh, man.
Try this up with the checks if you want to go to jail.
This way, if Valo, for any criminals is looking for a big score, if Valo hadn't changed the way they threw their money and shit, they have all these drop boxes.
Record this.
Fuck all that. All these drop boxes right up under the fucking register and shit. I know at any given time, one cashier during a busy day, like around Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas, they might have one cashier, and I might have 35, anywhere from 25 to 35, $100 in their shit. You know what I'm saying? Just one register, one. The safes in the back are on timer, unless the managers go and lock it. And the manager we had one lock shit. They just let it lock itself. So they go stack all this fucking bread up in the safe, and there's only two cameras then. You had the one camera at the front, as soon as you come in the door, and you had one behind the lines and shit. And one behind the lines when I was working did not work. Because we go in the back, and they didn't keep tapes in the fucking... You go back there, they got all the monitors for the fucking video cameras. You push over the fucking the VCR shit, no tapes. Our tape just sticking out, no tape. It's full, they ain't give a fuck. You could rob that shit blind. I used to sit back and fantasize about robbing Bilo when I was little. I was like, man, I can get up so clean. They have no surveillance, nothing. I can just go through and hit the whole front end, get their bread, go to the back, hit the safe, and be gone. They have no tape. Or just go to the back and take the tape out. Rob everybody and leave. There's nothing, no evidence. Clean. Fabulous shit. The people that get away with crimes mostly don't commit them fuckers. Tell me that's all it is to it, man. You go kill somebody, cement a hole in the ground, throw some lava on plastic, bury the ass, finish.
Well, that was the day of history.
It's our dark moment of the day.
Wow. Shit. We're moving on to another song. Why don't we play Derek's song to follow that up?
Yeah. Why the hell not? Okay. You know, in case y'all motherfuckers don't know, you know, I'm actually an artist. I'm real sensitive about my shit. So if y'all give me some bad reviews, please don't leave any addresses because I will come find you. But anyway, in all honesty, really, I'm actually a singer. I'm working on an album, and it's an R&B album. I'm pretty good at what I do. I mean, I might not be the best. It's up to opinion. But check it out. You might like it. It's called Let's Make Love by D. Jones and the Sykes. So that's me.
Just the luck is right. Hold you tight. sweet love. It's time for us to fight no more.
Fight no more.
It's time for just us all sure. It's time for me to ditch my friends. Let them know I can't kick it this weekend. It's time to make up. Here's a night which is made for romance.
This is our second time we've done it. This is kind of interesting. This is called This and Praise. Basically, we're going to go around here, and everybody's going to name not at the same time. We're not going to go back to back, but we're going to name someone. We're going to diss, and someone we're going to praise, and you can talk about it as to why. I know y'all putting y'all on the spot here. It doesn't matter if you repeat
something. I think he's already been covered. He's dissing praise enough people on this podcast. Like 10
fuck him. Don't give a fuck.
Fuck him.
Just love him.
He ain't going to be able to think of anybody now.
Excuse me.
Like,
you've already exhausted. The well is dry.
I'm trying to think, man.
This is Nick. Part. Nick can always think.
We have to do one or the other. But...
Whoa.
Oh, I know.
Actually, there's many people we got. Let's just pick one because we got a lot of people here. So.
Who was the porn dude name that like fought against him? You know what I'm saying? The conference and shit and won.
Okay. Do you want to praise him or diss him?
Praise. Can't put my
ass. Who are we talking about?
Who?
I don't know.
Yes, he does, though. He knows. I just can't remember his first name.
Who? Remember his last name?
Porn star.
Oh, he wasn't a porn star.
No. He ran it. In the magazine. Yes, ran it.
You have never?
Oh, Larry Flint?
No.
Yes, Larry.
Larry Flint.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. You're dissing or praising?
Praising.
I gotta mention this. Have I mentioned this on the podcast before?
I think so.
Go ahead and talk
about my. I praise Larry Flint, dog. You know what I'm saying? Revolutionized porn, which sports we could have, you know, some Major League Ass 3, etc. He paved the way.
I give more credit to Al Gore for inventing the internet for allowing that.
No, because Major Ass 3 would have not been here. Larry Flint wouldn't have been here. He'd been gone. It would have been porn. You'd been underground. You've been paying like $200-$300 and shit for some porn. But see, now you can get it from $10 at the Indian store on the corner. That's fabulous.
But they got products for you.
You can get it for free. Internet piracy, I'm telling you.
See, what I did is it's burning. It's a whole lot of effort. I dropped 10 for a 5-hour flight.
This is the truth. My best friend, when I lived in Ohio, Larry Flint was from Columbus, Ohio, okay? Mm-hmm. And I lived in Columbus, Ohio. My best friend was his son, and I met him. I didn't know. Because it was weird. We lived across the street.
Did you want to
nice, jam? Nice, normal suburban neighborhood, right? And
you can.
His mom, my friend's mom, was divorced from him. She was married to him. She was the first wife. She was a bartender at the club that he ran. And, you know, they got married, had a son. Then she later on got mad and divorced him. My friend, all I knew was my parents kept, my really religious parents didn't tell me. He did. My friend Larry didn't like talking about it, but he said his dad was rich. He was in a wheelchair. That's all. One time I met him, and he had ton of, you know the $300 G.I. Joe full-sized aircraft carrier?
Mm-hmm.
He had that shit. He had everything. I was like, oh, man, go over and meet that display with the shit he had. But I came over. There was a limousine in the driveway, and I knew his dad was rich. I knew his dad was in a wheelchair. So when I saw this guy in a wheelchair and I saw the limousine, I was like, oh, this must be Larry's dad. I walk in. I had no idea who he is. I knew he was famous or anything. And he's like, so, you're Larry's friend. I was like, yeah. He's like, what are you guys doing? I was like, we're going over to play video games. So we were going over to a friend's house to play video games from, like, an Atari or something. He goes, oh, okay. He gives me
a
dollar. And he gave me $5, gave Larry 10. He said, you guys have fun.
Which was piddlings.
And I was like, $5. I was like, 7. That's like $1,000.
That's like big bread. I can do plants.
Yes, let's go out. I got, and this is like back in like 89.
Yes, that's good.
So $5 was actually, you know, like for a kid, that's a ton of money. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, he was ashamed of his father. And apparently he must have been pretty ashamed of, because they're nowhere to be found in the movie. I saw the movie hoping there'd be something about him in there, because that'd be so cool, you know, that somebody I knew was memorializing this film, but no. So I guess he must really – I've always wanted to get in touch with him now. I imagine he's probably really hard to get in touch with because of it. But he talked all the time about he would go to his father's house in California, which is a mansion. So – and that's just an interesting side note about me. I mean, that's
– Your pops is the king of pussy, and you're ashamed.
Well, Larry Flint, I mean, you know, say what you will, he's not a very good
– I didn't praise him for everything.
just breakthroughs.
I mean, as much as you like porn, let's be honest, it has ruined a few lives. I mean, some
whose
people
lives has it ruined?
The people who are making it.
Not mine.
Who?
Who? Because I would
the porn love. Stars?
What's got to be – what's – no. Okay, now, let's, we're not talking about Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, say
we're
something.
We're talking about the woman getting fucked in the ass for $10 on a scale.
Who's getting fucked in the ass for $10 these days? Unless it's Maria and Paco, and they making some, you know, say Inter Mexico or some shit like that. No, dog, it's not talking about
$1,000.
Yeah, a fuck scene.
Yeah, but when you have like a serious coke addiction and you get that $1,000,
who put you on the coke? Okay,
I'm just saying,
dude. Your love of coke didn't put you on the coke.
You I'm not saying you're bad. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying that there are a few people I would imagine who have probably...
It's not like it ruins their lives. I mean,
our friend Andre online, he used to work at a porn website. Some of the shit he said he saw just made me really think about it.
That's him and their fucked up problems.
No, he had problems. He saw people with problems.
This is what I'm saying. They had fucked up problems before they came.
You're probably right.
Everybody's got problems.
That's my thing. But me... Man. Let me get hired to be a porn star. Fuck on, I would be to work early. The only job I'd be 3 hours before they cut the fucking lights on. They cut on, I'd be sitting legs crossed with a cup of coffee. Are y'all ready to work or what? Are you ready to work? Well, you know, Jack Dicklong is late. I'll take his spot. I'll take one for the team.
Hard worker.
I'll be a team player.
Yeah, and you know, they test all the bitches. Just run through
and
every bitch.
I in your team.
I'd run through every hole. Just.
I was wondering, though, I mean, like, most guys say that, but I always wonder if it'd be different once you actually have the camera on you and all the people like...
Why?
Because a camera crew, even a cheap-ass porn crew,
it's
gonna
me.
Have, like, 5 or 6 people, like a gaffer, sound guy...
It's me and some fine pussy. Have you never heard of, like, sports? I played football, and there was certain moments in football where you didn't even see the motherfuckers in the stand when you're making a play. Same thing with fucking. They would dissipate. It would be you and
hold
the pussy.
Hold up. Are you comparing having sex to playing sports?
I'm saying there's certain moments in your life where other shit ceases to exist. And when you're in there with a bad bitch, fine hoe, pussy's the way to yours.
For me to get some pussy.
But then
you can watch.
You get that performance anxiety.
How about
you? Man, they're paying me $1,000.
You got fluffers, dog. When you're a top-notch porn star, you just stand on the side talking to your cell phone. Yeah, I'm getting ready to do this scene and shit. Hold up, Charlie. What's going on? Oh, the fluffer is bullshit. She got a cold, so she's sucking the dick. She getting hard before I go real quick. They have chicks to suck dick. Suck that dick to get them hard until it's time to go fuck. She's getting makeup. We need a fluffer. Bitch comes in, gets down, sucks your dick. She might get $500. They're getting a G. She's getting $5. Nah, suck your dick to get you hard to go up and fuck.
Minimum wage.
Ain't a lot of sucking dick for minimum wage. No one's sucking dick for minimum wage.
They're illegal immigrants.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Maria would suck dick for minimum wage.
Hello, sir. I am your fluffer today. Would you like to buy some oranges?
Okay, no, man.
Oh, you want to buy some?
All right, so that's the craze.
No, honestly, I can feel where Nick is coming from, because I would die to get in a porn and fuck them two bitches on Major League ass.
I went to school with a guy, actually, that did some porn. And I thought he was playing because he was a class client. But
professionally?
Too. Yes, professionally.
I had a friend who did an amateur.
Peanut. No, no, this professional.
This motherfucker was.
He was in a well-known. Afrocentric does it or something. It's called Sugar.
Not like this
one. It was a Sugar Walls 18.
Video team Afrocentrics.
And it's like a leading title or whatever. Sugar Walls. He's like Sugar Walls.
They also do overtime films.
And I was like, no, you wouldn't. And I went check, and I was like, no. As that month, clear as day, I'm like, no. He was like, I paid $1,500 for one shot. So why you keep doing it, though? Oh, no, man, we have time. How you don't have time to fuck?
for $1,500.
How do you have? And you're getting paid to bust a nut.
If you're getting paid to fuck, why don't you have?
He was in school too.
I mean, that's your job.
You know, I'm fucking.
Well, you gotta leave your job to go work at your other job, waiting tables.
I'm fucking. I'm sorry. I'd be fucking.
Anyway, that'll be my profession on my resume.
Unfortunately for me, there isn't too much of a call, man. For
oh, you'd be amazed. They have the porn. The midgets can get paid to fuck. I've seen them.
See, that's too weird. There's you know, like unpleasant, and then there's just bizarre.
Then they have retarded bitch porn with a hose like as big as his bed and shit, and she getting fucked. Like DPing it up and everything. Titties is like this big. She's throwing a bitch over here, and there's a whole bunch.
It seems like if it's up to a certain point, it's just not bizarre enough. But once you pass that line, it's like. And my friends have said this, and I think it's true. It seems like the more disgusting and disturbing it is, the more beautiful. Like if there's a horse involved, she is fucking way hotter.
I've seen some. That shit's disgusting, dog.
If there's shit on the face.
I saw a donkey show.
Like in Manila. Okay.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see that shit.
I know, dog.
No. Like, I didn't really know what I was going into.
I've seen penetrated.mpg. And that's
I saw horses. This chick's seen just taking his horse.
I didn't watch that.
In the mouth, and this shit just busts all over her head. I'm like,
did this guy die?
It was a dog show and a donkey show. And I was just like,
I mean, they were making snuffers.
Immediately, like,
they weren't doing it as a snuff.
Fuck you.
I heard the
sucking off the guy. Sucking off the donkey is what.
Not of that actual instance.
That's just nasty.
I actually read that on Wikipedia.
Bestiality is wrong. This is wrong. Spots should not be put through shit like
that. We're talking about this guy that got fucked by a horse and died.
Yeah, in like Seattle or some shit.
What, it ruptured his
Seattle?
Ruptured his
rectum.
There's a video. You bled to
death? That's,
yeah.
I mean.
But it's not supposed to be at the time. It's not supposed to be the fatal time.
You'd believe that it was. Yeah.
That's wrong.
Get fucked.
I'll show it to you.
That's wrong.
You want to see that?
It'd been like.
Thank you.
They paid to go get fucked by these horses. Or they died. I don't know how you make that, like, call to 911. Like,
They didn't.
I like to think of myself as an open-minded person, but I swear to God, there's got to be lines, you know? There's got to be things that are just, like, too much.
Anytime
you're involving something that is biologically unsafe, like, that's why the whole shit thing, there is, like, bacteria that will kill you. You get, you know, exposed in the wrong places. I mean, dysentery can kill you.
I mean, I understand all that, you know what I'm saying? You got to die from something, but I've tried the anal once with this one chick.
No, I'm not talking
about you're talking with that shit.
No, I'm talking about let me shit on your chest, Nick.
Oh, no.
No, I'm talking about where feces is involved.
Oh, no, that's just wrong.
Like the Cleveland Steamer.
Nick don't do this shit. Or the Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, the Dirty Sanchez.
No shit like that. You know Dirty Sanchez's dog. None of that shit. Or Donkey Punching Bitches.
We're not even talking about Dirty Sanchez. We're talking about, you know,
straight
people getting shit on their face.
Yeah. Or like a Last Bottom Boat where they take saran wrap, they put it over the face, and the person shits on the saran wrap.
See, now that's safe.
No, that's...
Oh, God.
No, shit is involved. Yeah,
that's just fucking filthy.
I don't care.
That's what Amber is for.
What you got?
You pros me a new face. It's nothing. Shit, where, bitch? Nick, we're paying $3,000 a scene. Fuck y'all, man.
I don't even like taking a shit out of this toilet because their shit's been there, you know? You're not coming at me.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's smooth.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
She is just
fecal matter is
that's not where it's at.
I sit on you. I sit on you. I sit on you. I sit on you. I sit on you.
Remain fatter than gluttony, taping bombs on the back of record company. Blow them up if they ain't want me. The National Guard, they scared of hunting me. I love beef, I got you hoes ducking me. A drug thief, bitch, I take your marijuana. These slugs, they keep your ass away from my corner. I drown niggas in 100 degree saunas. You can act a fool if you wanna. This is lyrical piranha. Strapped with a grenade in the pool with your mama. Attack her by the legs and I pull her to the bottom. Twist nothing up like a condom. Slapping if you fuckers got a problem. When I see him, you hoes in and up in the fucking mausoleum. Hitting in the truck of a black and gold beam. Pulling the garage while you screaming. Keep the motor on, then I'm leaving. I
sit on you. Shit on you. I don't care who you are.
I sit on you.
I don't give a fuck about you or your car.
I sit on you.
Fuck your house, fuck your jewelry, and fuck your
with the fucking toilet. Pass the hot dog.
Lavar, aren't you Islamic?
Bitch, shut your fucking mouth. I'ma keep eating till Richard Simmons comes to my house with a chainsaw to cut me out. I'll fuck your wife, I had sex as I met her. Too busy fucking your babysitter. And all women ain't shit. Only good for cooking, cleaning, and fucking dick. And that's it.
I said it.
I'm responsible for killing John Candy. Got John Benet Ramsey, my 98 Camry. I don't give a fuck who you are. I'll show anybody truly yours, the idiotic bizarre.
My adolescent years weren't shit to what I do now. I never grew up. I was born grown, grew down. The older I get, the dumber the shit I get in. The more ignorant the incident is, I fit in. Ignoring the shit, how boring it gets when there's no one to hit. I don't know when to quit, blowing to fit.
No.
I know I'm a bit flaky, but they make me. They who ache me and say they can take.
Come on.
It's they who takes, I break and make achy. It's they who mistake me, make me so angry.
I'll shit on you.
Spit on you, start pissing, and do the opposite on you. You wanna listen, set up cop a squad on you. Start spilling my guts like chicken cordon bleu. And straight shit like Notorious Big did to that bitch on his skit on his last album. Pull my pants down.
I'll shit on you, I don't care who you are.
I'll shit on you.
I don't give a fuck about you or your car.
I'll shit on
fuck
you.
Fuck your house, fuck your jewelry, and fuck your
car. I'll shit on
fuck
you.
Fuck your wife, fuck your kids, fuck your family.
I'll shit on you.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song, huh? This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, or Coke.
Gas stations.
Okay.
Because this is some shit that's pissing me off lately. You go, and you pay the clerk $10 to put in your tank. You get out there, and the bitch starts, like, counting, like, fucking slow speed at, like, 950. It takes you a minute and a half to get to 950, and it takes you another 5.5 minutes to get 950 to 10. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
or either you stick the bitch
that
in.
That shit not piss you off?
Not as much as you, I don't think.
That doesn't piss me off as bad as when you stick it in and squeeze it, and you know you don't feel any gas running through the tank, but this bitch pops up 3-4 times. Nah, bitch. Y'all owe me like 5 cents of some fucking gas. I'm being robbed. I want my fucking gas. Sir, it just does that. Well, I'm just going
to
just need to go over 5 cents.
You're going to have to
so I get my fucking money.
I think I know how you feel, because there's a gas station in North Augusta.
Well, see, it used to do it like 5 and 10 cents.
The one right over here, not the 76, the one across the street from the 76, has the pump. This pump is like, old people don't fuck as slow as this thing.
It's insane. You just want to, like, fucking...
Especially if it's cold.
You're sitting there, and the gas prices are low in North Augusta. I like that, but the lines are really bad. And you get your gas, and you're like, I've been here 15 minutes putting $10 of gas in my
pump. I'm getting some before I leave this bitch.
It's still under $2.
Yeah, it's $1.99, dog, and I'm going to get some before I leave.
If you go down the road to Clearwater, it's like $1.95.
That's why I made a point not to give me gas before I got across the bridge.
It's worth driving out of your way here.
But see, I stay close, though. You see what I'm saying?
But I'm one of those people who doesn't shop for gas prices. I don't give a shit about gas prices. Gas prices, I mean, 10 cents difference doesn't matter to me. But I go to that gas station because it's close. So when the gas price drops, and see, here's what gets me. The difference between that price and all the other prices in town is still going to be the same. But when it gets down to like $1.99, people will go out of their way to get here, and there's lines at that store.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just go to the store you usually go to, man. You're still paying the same difference.
How do you figure?
Because the difference between the prices ain't going to change. It's still going to be 10 cents more at some other gas station that they usually go to.
Cheap gas. It's like $10.20 for that shit.
If it's like, at one point it was like a 20 cent difference.
Yes.
Like Curtis with Don Evans.
Yeah.
I was like, Dad, come on. You work downtown. Drive 2 minutes to gas your car.
Don't you know we had this shit? I was like, fuck no, the gas is under $2. It was like $2.30 something. Now shit was like $2.01, $1.99. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm filling up. I gotta fill up. This is bullshit. I will fill up.
The first time I was driving down Gordon Highway into headed towards Aiken, I was like, oh my god, gas is like $1.98, and it was like $2.30 on the other side of the river. I was like, and now all I saw was the sign. So I was like, I'm gonna gas up here. Oh, this is so great. Secret, no one knows about it. Wrong. I pull up, and not only that, it brings like this animal out of people. It's like little ladies, like nice looking people, they're like sitting there, like, and as soon as someone pulls up, bam, they're in. It doesn't matter. You've been there like 10 minutes longer than they have, sitting there waiting. They will pull
from. See, that's that same bitch on the plane in the fucking parachute. Same bitch. Yeah. Same bitch at the pump, but you want to save the bitch. Same bitch.
Yeah.
They'll die.
Yeah, I've never been cut off for a gas pump except at this gas station. I had somebody cut me off.
I beat somebody.
Yeah. I was driving in there, and I swear, they were speeding. They were breaking the speed limit on the road.
I don't know what it is about etiquette. Like, certain things seem like they matter more to everybody, and that's one of them. You know, it's like shit like cutting in line at the grocery store or showing up at the grocery store like at the express line with like 5,000 items like piled up out of your cart. Shit like that always just amps me up that much more. Like,
the
really
biggest shit that pisses me off are the snooty racist white people that I catch. I run up in like a gas station.
Yeah.
In Evans or somewhere in Columbia County. And there's two registers and there's usually two clerks. I've been standing this one fucking register longer than before you even fucking got here. Got my gas, got some shit on the counter. This bitch comes up because the other clerk comes out. Doesn't necessarily see me. Stops the register, opens up, ma'am, I can help you. Okay, but I was here first. I need to go first. That bitch knows I was here first. And instead of saying, oh, he was here first, oh, yeah, let me get. And I'll correct. I'm not going to sit and be like, get mad like some people. Don't say shit like, that bitch knows I was. No. Bitch, you know I was here first. I make a scene.
Yeah.
And then they're so racist because they're scared and shit, and they're like, oh, yeah, you fucking knew. Those are the ones that lock their door and shit when you walk by the car. Like, I'm going to just jump through broad daylight to snatch all your shit out.
I may have these big, big-ass nerdy glasses, but I'm a big guy, and if I want to look intimidating, I can. And I'll go out, and when I go to, like, the grocery store, the person there is talking shit to the person, and it's not their fault. I start talking shit, and they shut up and go away. I'm dead serious. And, you know what? I get my groceries and get out. Because I'm sick and tired of waiting behind people for 15 minutes because they're dressing someone down because they didn't get their 35 cents off.
Oh, fuck-ass coupon.
I'm like, hey, it's not his fault. Leave him alone. That's all I got to say. And they're like, what, what?
I ain't doing some shit the fuck. Man, shut the fuck up. I got to where to fucking go.
Okay. I'm just
saying. They're in the middle like, you got blah, 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 blah. Hey, it's not his fault. Leave him alone.
I took our change and threw it at the bitch one time,
what,
dog.
What?
You want 35 cents that bad?
Yeah, I took out change.
You owe me some.
Here, bitch, move. They're like, and leave the money and just pull the money. Apparently, wasn't that serious. Or you'd have picked the shit up out through.
All right, I got somebody to diss now because him talking like that reminded me of a customer that was acting all crazy. I don't think, not like you, though, because I think you're a pretty reasonable person. This person, they brought in a copy of Scarface for the PS2, and it was a new copy they bought. They had the receipt. Receipt was a month old. She wanted to return it because the disc was scratched up to hell.
But you can't.
First of all, you can't return any new games that are open anyway.
No.
Definitely not a month later. You can't even return a used game a month later. But this disc, I can tell what a scratch is. I mean, as far as how scratches are made on discs, because I looked at a billion scratches, I can tell them apart. And these are the kind of scratches that you get from just leaving your disc out because they're very fine and they're just kind of like rubbing up against other DVD cases and stuff. But the disc also had top side damage, and when you get scratches on the top,
it's over.
It's over.
You can fuck up the bottom all day long, but you fuck up the top, it's over.
It's over.
You count scratches.
And I tried to tell her, I mean, you know, we're pretty reasonable. I mean, and my manager, he'll bend over backwards for a customer if they're nice. But this bitch was...
That's the bottom line, man.
That's
always the key. You want shit
People
done...
People understand that.
I know.
Keep a sane head, be rational, and fucking shit's gonna happen.
Exactly.
And let me tell you, if you have a sense of humor with the person who's serving you, if you joke and make them laugh, you are going to get good service.
But even
especially if they're having a bad day. If they're having a bad day and you make them laugh, they're gonna treat you like a king. That's just my experience, I'm telling you.
But even then, this was still even out of the boundaries of nice people. Even if she was nice, we weren't gonna take her back because this was ridiculously
fucked up.
I mean, she was basically what she was saying was, you know, we sold her a bad disc because the disc was so bad that, you know,
there's just no way
it could resist the battery of stuff she'd put it through.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, and she wanted a new Scarface out of that shit.
Can we say hell no, bitch?
I just walked
away. I'm dissing you, bitch. I wish I could remember your name. I wish we had said
that. I really wish that there was like some sort of like a little light for anyone in customer service, like a little signal, where after X amount of time, when the signal went on, you were allowed to say whatever you wanted to the customer.
Yes. Yes.
Like just like the too much meter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the guy's sitting there. You know, they're on the phone. You know, blah blah blah, my motor, blah 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 blah.
They do have those, but they only get those out if you put in 2 weeks' notice. Because Nick had one, and I used to let my shit rip.
This went on as soon as you picked up the receiver.
Yep, he remembers because I'd be sitting there. And I was one chick was saying something. I think I had like 3 days left, and this bitch said something. I went off like, "Boo!" He's like, "No, you talk to a customer." I go, "Yeah, I was." You can see my light and everything.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I was. I love them. Fuck you too. Boop, and just hang up. They're like.
So you pretty much burned the bridge.
No. I left on good terms.
Okay.
They don't really pay attention to shit like that.
Getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fading smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give in without a fight. Hey you, out there on your own, sitting naked by the phone, would you tell?
I'm coming home.
This is serious. Okay, this is my former place of employment.
The old Jeff.
I praise. Because of the fact that not only did they allow me to learn a few different things, but, you know, of course, because of them, I'm allowed to make more money now. An astronomical amount of more money.
Where are you working?
I work for Knowledge.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm applying for them.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll get it.
I don't go for beast 1050. Look, I mean, I got.
I didn't go for the throat, you know, but I'm doing good. I mean, I'm okay.
Because I went for better bread at that job, and they were like, "We want
better bread." Are you working at Knowledge here?
I was working at Sidetail.
It's funny. This cracks me up. He left where I work to go restrain crazy people and likes it better. I think that's just saying something.
Because it's basically like dealing with
kids. And I don't think it's what you're doing. I think it's funny.
But it's basically like
dealing
with
kids.
But I only deal with a few. I dealt with numerous ones.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's funny.
Like, I was just calling. I can deal with one asshole, you know what I'm saying? Or two. Because my supervisor's a bitch, you know what I'm saying? And I can deal with one versus 15, 20, 30 assholes.
And your job is to hold them down.
No, it's, you know, actually, now, it's changed a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's changed. Because now, the ones I sit in now, you're talking about, they have mental levels of, in the range of 2 to 3 year olds.
Oh.
So they sit on the sofa, they have toys and shit they play with, and they don't do shit. So
what do you have to do in life to be in an insane asylum at 2 or 3 years old?
So these aren't insane. They're actually in the community.
They have
And
houses.
This is in Columbia County.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, they have community homes. I mean, so they stay there. You know what I'm saying? And most of the time, I don't even have to cook anything because I come in and the shift before me, first shift, they already cook dinner. So I come in, they're sitting there watching, I sit down on my ass, watch TV, do my books and shit. And the supervisor come, it's a fabulous day. Bring clothes from home, watch that shit there. Bring movies and shit, all kind of shit. I'm sitting there and they have, at that house though, one of the consumers doesn't like to go out, so it hinders the other ones from being able to go out. But at the old house I work at,
they just want your presence.
Oh man, I got to go to the fair for free. You go to movies for free,
Is it just they want your presence there?
Yeah, you make sure that there's
people.
Your
parents go, oh, they've got this guy here, so
you're,
I know.
No, basically, you're the parent for them. They're like kids. You're the parent. Yeah. They, you know what I'm saying? You provide dinner or whatever.
Are
they hiring? Yeah.
Because that doesn't sound so bad.
You
man.
Do all that shit, and it's simple. I mean, you come in and shit. Most of the time, the first shift, people cook dinner for you. So at a certain time, you give them their dinner, make sure they take their medication or whatever. Yeah. Other than that, they're sitting, and they look at you like Butch. He's an older, he's like 67. Butch has in mind like a 4-year-old. He calls the male figures daddy. He'll sit there in the den and be like, when's mama coming? Because there's a female that works at his house. I was like, mama will be here in a little while. He sits there. They draw pictures like little kids do. Look what I drew, you know, and all kind of stuff like that. It's just based on you interacting with kids. You get the same frustrations as kids. You tell them not do shit.
Oh, no, I'm
they go do shit anyway. And I'm like, the supervisors come in and they never work with these people. We work with them on a daily basis. So we know what they do and what they're capable of.
Yeah.
You know, you get supervisors coming, oh, you know, you can't do blank. Okay, this fucker's smart enough to comprehend what you're saying. So now while you're here, he's not going to do this. Well, you know, he has trouble going to the bathroom. No, the fuck, he does not have trouble going to the bathroom by himself. So now he sits here and pisses on himself because he has an audience and she's here and you're not going to do anything to him while she's here. Oh, he's not going to get fit. I'm not going to get fussed at him and this other shit because she's here. Now they leave. You're like, why'd you go a blank? And they're like this because they know. They were doing that shit because they were there. You know what I'm saying? Most of them go to bed by themselves. They cut on the washing dryer by themselves. They'll beg you to do your work. Can I fold the clothes? Fold the fuck away. That one had OCD. I let him fold all that shit. Fold away. All that shit was laid in the same direct order. Everything.
I've always wondered why we don't, I mean, maybe this sounds kind of cruel, but I've always wondered why we don't take people like that and actually, like, put them to good use. Because, honestly, they want to. You know, take someone who's OCD and let them work, and let them have a job working for the government folding envelopes.
Hey, that reminds me, I just got a Google News alert on Darius McCollum.
Who's that?
That's the train guy.
Oh.
From New York City.
You have to explain this to
me. This guy is
so
fascinating. He's Asperger's.
Asperger's syndrome.
Let me check my.
Are you talking about the guy that was on the train and he shot people on the train?
No. Asperger's syndrome is where you obsess with something. It's usually a job or a career.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean.
In this case, this guy was obsessed with. This will help you understand. This guy specifically. He was obsessed with the New York transit system, the subway system. And he wanted to be a subway engineer.
And this is
not a subway engineer.
This was like since he was a kid. And he lived in New York City, too. And
he had his own uniform that he made, am I right?
Oh, he'd buy them a lot, but I mean,
it's like taking a run with a tiger.
And he would walk up and go in and work, even though he wasn't getting paid or nothing. That's what he was obsessed.
Get your tickets.
That was his.
Where the fuck is your ticket?
That's Asperger's. So like, imagine if you're like, you want to be a pilot and you learn how to fly and you're really good at it, but no place will hire you because you got the sense. Why? Hire that guy. He's gonna be a good pilot,
and try.
He's gonna care about his
not
job.
Fuck up.
Yeah,
not I mean, crash and
he's
everything.
He's gonna want to do everything perfect, and you are gonna never have a problem with that guy as your employee. Yeah. I don't understand why we don't do that type of thing in our society. Why we don't take someone who's got OCD? Oh, they obsessed with scribbling all over the place. Well, here, you know, we've got this wall that we need decorations for. Let's give them some art supplies and have them decorate for free instead of paying some guy $300,000 to do it.
The fuck is life in order, dog?
And you know he's going to get it done because he's obsessed about it. I mean, that makes perfect sense. And I tell you, I mean, it sounds almost like you're, I think the reason it bugs people is because it sounds like you're exploiting them, but, you know, it's not really exploitation when they want to do it, and
but
it's not hurting them.
You're taking something that's people get as a negative of them and making it a positive.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't understand why our society doesn't do that type of stuff. The type of people you're talking about, I mean, like the guy who's just folding clothes, why can't he get a job folding clothes? I bet she probably does better than the people who actually work
a
there.
A lot of them work
who don't
on,
want to do it.
A lot of them work at, they have a place they go to called Accent or whatever.
Yeah.
They go and they do, like, perform duties and they get paid a certain, because they're on disability, they can't get paid certain.
Disability is really.
So they give them checks or whatever for doing work. Like,
yeah.
he loves cutting grass. Oh, I cut the grass and da 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 da. And I mean, some of them are hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard work on some days, and other days it's just straight hilarious. The interactions and stuff, because some of them, like, hate this, the supervisor that I have. And they're like, yeah. What was it? She came in one day and he was like, I said, you know, you want to go to the kitchen and do all that? Not because that bitch is here. You know what I'm saying? You got, and she can't say shit about it. Cause I said, who are you calling it? That bitch, you oink oink. He calls pigs. He calls them pigs and shit. He started snorting like a pig. He's an oink oink. Oink oink. bitch. I can't stand that bitch. There's nothing she can do. You know what I'm saying? Or anything like that. Nothing she can do. You know what I'm saying? So they're hilarious, dog. And they snitch on each other and shit. And yeah, it's like kids.
Moving along.
Thank you.
Cobra Commander.
The reason I'm going to diss him is I think he's cool, but damn it, just get your shit together. Get organized, you know. They never kill anybody, and I think that's the problem. They just aren't going to get anything accomplished. Cobra's got to go.
Yeah, what kind of military drama is this? What are they shooting each other at with?
Lasers.
It doesn't matter what kind of weapon it is, it shoots lasers. And the amazing thing about the cartoon was the Cobras would shoot blue lasers,
yeah,
and the Joes would shoot red lasers. Cobra drops his weapon, Joe picks it up, and all of a sudden shoots red.
Isn't that amazing?
It's like it knew that's some high-tech
technology. High-tech shit.
And I mean, that must be the good military. I mean, the airplane blows up, guy magically appears in his parachute outside.
Fabulous.
You tell me you hit an airplane, like in his canopy with a missile, and he's going to make it out of the canopy with his parachute? I don't think so.
There's just some lightning-fast fucking
reflexes. Yeah.
I like this Batman. Because Batman is not a real fucking superhero. He's a bitch. He's a guy with stuff. He's a guy with a fucking...
He's got a lot of gadgets.
He's a fucking Inspector Gadget.
what he had ambition.
Fuck it. What's his ambition? A superpower.
What about the Punisher? Same story.
He's a bitch too.
Wow.
Both of them bitches, because they should both be dead. First fucking book they ever made, dead. All this discussion of, we have this blade. Fuck that. Pistol to the head. Pow. Dead motherfucker. No more Batman. No more Batman. We tell this motherfucker the whole plot. There's a knife coming down from this thin string. And although I want you dead, and that's my biggest dream in life is to see you die, I have to leave the room to tend to other important shit. And I tell you what this important shit is, and exactly how it's going to go down, and now I'm leaving. Kill his ass!
You just described all the James Bond movies.
Smoke him, too. Pop his ass in the 48, dog. All this laser beam, cut him in half shit. A bullet does just as much work. Less technology, pow, evil wins.
I'm looking forward to seeing the new James Bond movie, because I don't know if you know this, but they are restarting the series. Mm-hmm. This is a restart. And it's supposed to be like the darker, you know, more.
James Bond, I can't diss that man because he gets so much.
He's a pussy. Batman got like dark bitches that like dark people pussy. He got freak pussy.
No, Batman got fucking Robin. Okay?
He got freak pussy.
But back to Cobra Commander. I mean, just get your game along, get everything together so you know what you're doing. Because, you know, World Conquest, man, you got to do it right. You can't fuck it up.
You need some A-bombs. You took it back
to World War II. The nuclear technology together.
World War II, where you sit just
You think those G.I. Joes are going to run in there firing like crazy if they know that the building's going to explode and take out the entire continent with them? No way.
You start nuking shit. That's when it all goes down, dog. Nuke some shit.
Don't take hostages. Let them think you take hostages and kill the damn...
I took
I never cross him. Because this is a motherfucker that, you live with him. I mean, will he fuck you over, like, you know, like, if you're his enemy, you better watch your back, you know.
That's why I'm
just hope he never gets in control of an actual army or anything.
Because I would run
strong. He's a man out of power.
This is, I mean, I'm not trying to goblin everything, but, man, this is how Hitler, like,
in certain, man, all the world's made false choices. If you want to run some dictatorship, do it, cause, you know what I'm saying, just inconspicuously. But you do it inconspicuously, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You
make push.
Certain brand of cars and shit. Now, that fucker's just stupid. He's not doing inconspicuously. Certain brand of cars, he's picked from your chart. That's a false choice. You know what I'm saying? Put people in jobs that they're good at. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers trying to be artists can't draw shit. But they could teach literature for days, and that's what you're doing. But I don't feel that's what you're doing. You stick your ass in that shit. Dumbass. All this abortion shit, I'm with you. Partial on that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're against abortion. I say wait till they're like 15, 16, and you know they ain't going to be shit. And then Merkel. Then trucked them off. Like, you know what? Me and your dad were sitting back thinking about it. You've been in jail 15 times. We sent you to rehab. You keep stealing shit. You stole your grandmother's car. And now you're facing another jail sentence for 15 years. We think we're going to abort you. We think we've done all we can do.
The 48.
We think it's time for abortion.
There are people who have proposed that.
We think it's time for abortion. Gotta go. Gotta go.
Wipe the slate
clean. Start the fuck over. Your mom's pregnant again, too, so we thought, you know, fuck it. We fucked up this time.
Wipe the slate clean.
We'll go again. Fuck it.
Wow.
Where does murder enter into that?
But
the thing of it is, I kind of feel that because at
abortion in the 48th trimester.
At a certain age, you're still in control. This is your child. This is your child. This is murder when you're two adults.
See, you're looking at a moral standpoint. We're looking at it from
getting
the country better type shit. I mean, but look at it.
Somebody should have aborted George Bush.
If people would stop looking at things with the human side of them all the time, we get a whole lot of shit accomplished that plagues the whole world.
I do consider
this
one.
Let me finish though. If you're sitting there looking at shit. You're looking at gears that are turning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All these gears have turned to make this one thing work, operate. Gear is just not fucking doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's moving slow. It's not fucking working. It's throwing everything off. You want the shit to work, right? Yeah. You take the gear out. As soon as we start talking about killing motherfuckers, now we got a conscience. We can take the gear out, but we can't remove the fuck up in society that let on goals and blows of a whole fucking building.
Just taking the sweatshop model to a larger level.
You can do it though. It can work.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you can make it work.
It worked for a few years in Soviet Russia.
No, that was bullshit. But when one person wants the world chaos, they have to go. If you're dead on set on fuck, like the people that they don't feel like there's any recourse from doing it. They don't feel bad about doing it. It's something that they just do because they can do it.
I know what you're talking about.
I forget the fucking term, but people like that have no need in society.
Well, those people are pretty far.
Oh, but you can agree with me on that shit.
I'm not even saying. Well, I don't believe in the death penalty. I wouldn't.
Why
say
not? Some motherfuckers should not be allowed to take air, draw breath. They're like, it's not your right whether they live or die. We can kill them. Let God deal with the soul. I'm not speaking on that. He can deal with that. I mean, if they repented before I mark them, fine.
You'd kill them and you wouldn't feel any remorse about it.
No, there's no need to society. Dog, go on. Like stepping on roads.
I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Okay.
The big problem I have with that is I understand where you're coming from, and I mean, I am pro-death penalty, but I think you have to draw certain lines, and I think you run the problem of who, I mean, morals differ from person to person, but I think everyone agrees on certain things. It's just hard to find where exactly those things are. And you look at, like, two soldiers fighting, one of them dies in battle, is that murder? Well, most people would say it isn't. I wouldn't say it was either, even if the whole thing they were fighting about was unethical, like, or wrong, or unjustified. But that doesn't change my opinion about the war being unjustified. It's the people who sent them over there. Now, that's just a comparison I'm saying. I mean, you got to draw... So, that's where I draw the moral guideline. At the same time, I have a friend on the internet who thinks they are murderers. And he makes a very good point, because he says, you look at the Nazis, and this is God winning again, but you look at the Nazis...
Just following orders.
You know, they were just following orders. So at the same time, and I can't reconcile that because I it is a conflict in my personal opinion, but that's the way I feel.
And the Terrorists are just following orders too, right?
No, but they feel like they're going to get spiritual reprieve.
They're going, I think.
A lot of the American soldiers.
There are a lot of. I mean, you were in the Marines. I hate to.
Yeah, you follow orders, but you know.
There were a lot of people.
When there's some orders, you shouldn't be following.
But also, weren't there a lot of people...
Like Abu Ghraib and everything kind of going on with that. You know, okay, this is torture. It violates Articles of the Geneva Convention.
And when you get like...
they shouldn't be doing this.
It's so hard to put yourself in that position. I mean, like the what was it, the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, the real famous massacre that came out? I mean, that was something that was perpetuated by a whole platoon of soldiers. And I you'd be hard-pressed, I'm sure, to... I mean, it wasn't just random that all these bad people just happened to end up in this one platoon. You know, people just got kind of caught up. And,
there's peer pressure that comes.
Yeah, yeah.
So my question to you is, would you, I mean, you were there. Wouldn't you say there are people in there who weren't just there to follow orders? Like, they had a spiritual, fundamental, religious belief in what they were doing that God had ordained for them to go kill people?
Yes, but not to the degree that you see with the enemy coming at you.
I can accept that. I think our society is a little... Bill Maher said it really well. He said that... In a lot of Muslim societies, that the people are real fanatical about, you know, the belief systems, and they're willing to die for it, and they hold their books and everything on high. And we tend to be very dogmatic, but not as dogmatic. You take a look at the Pope as a comparison. You know, Muhammad, his word is law, and everyone will obey, and they'll die for it. But we're kind of more like, yeah, it's the Pope. I don't care.
I don't agree with that. I think the Catholic side is a lot more like it's the Pope.
Yeah, even the Catholics. If the Pope said, okay, you must all go kill. Now, this has happened in American history. This happened in history back in the Middle Ages. But if you were to go to that type of thing again,
Crusades
with the Crusades, I don't know.
That's jihad. That's
jihad. That's what it is. That was a jihad, essentially. It's a Christian.
That's what that is. And you have to look at it like this. And I always told my friend, I was like, you know, it's good that I had, you know, nice sound parents and I'm not a sick, crazy person and shit. Mm-hmm. Because I honestly, the things that I talk about, so you could get it done. I guarantee I can get it done. If I got in the right position, I can get it done. Because once you start getting people to stop looking at, like I said, the human aspect of over killing kids. If you tell them, look, if you sign this, I promise you, you know what I'm saying? I won't harm anybody at blank, 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 blank. And I'll make the country run this smooth. This will happen. These growths will happen. This but income, not, I mean, but it will go that way. But if you get it by your that definition way of smooth, though, I mean, murdering millions of teenagers doesn't really fit my definition of running smooth.
Yeah, but if in your world though,
that
of not murdering motherfuckers that shouldn't be in the first place, if they like fuck around and blow up a fucking chemical plant that kills like half the world population,
well, we're already living in
but,
that world.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
Bad.
But isn't it though? It's getting worse every other year.
That we're allowed to sit here and talk like this? I mean, that's pretty cool.
Oh, no, fuck all that. I mean, you know, but see, you didn't grow up in the same place I did, though. And the fact where I know kids that are learning eighth grade educations in high school, where people uptown from them are getting way better education than that, and then you're throwing them out of society saying, get at it. You got all the tools
I
got.
I don't know if the remedy is to simply...
No, I'm not saying that, just that. I'm saying certain aspects of it. Because if you ask most African Americans, like around my mom's age, she was around before they desegregated the schools.
Right, yeah.
They'll tell you they were getting a better education before they desegregated than after they desegregated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's you got a whole list
but
of shit.
Can you blame desegregation for that? I don't think that's the fault of desegregation. I think what happened was that
the people
who were responsible for that, this is just my take, probably realized that since desegregation was being done against their will, and they still wanted to subjugate people of race, that they had to find a different outlet to do it. Well, they had to work within the confines of the system. They were still going to subjugate race, but they were going to use it. That was much more covert. So it went from being out in the open to being hidden. I mean, I don't think you can get rid of that, no matter what method you use. I mean, either way, I mean, segregation is racist.
It really just takes time.
It takes time.
Esperei na lua crescer, brincadeira boa, sentei, espirrei na tua, gripei, por ficar ao léu, resfriei. Você me agradou, me acertou, me miseravou, me aqueceu, me rasgou a roupa e valeu, e jurou conversas de Deus. Aganjo, aganjo, aganjo.
this could spark a whole other thing. I'm of the opinion that race does not actually exist. That racism exists. But race is just something that we put together in our minds a long time ago when science was being founded, just as a means of maybe identifying it over time. People have developed ideas that are attached to that and have actually caused a lot of problems.
I don't know.
You look at outside the United States, I think race is much more prevalent. But inside the United States, if you take, like, any one person, regardless of what race they are, even if they're pure blood from some other country, and you say, okay, write out all the traits of this of what this person's race is. Okay, this person is Chinese. They have this trait, this trait, this trait. Okay, find me a bunch of Chinese people who match that exactly. You're going to have a hard time doing it.
But there are certain things that I have that are evident to my race that you would have. It's certain things that I'm...
Yeah, see, I mean, as a practical matter, it seems like there are races. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but it's not...
What does it accomplish? What does delineating the race of a person accomplish?
Because everything fits into a place, right? Everything has to have a place, right?
Yeah, but if it can, doesn't it make more sense to go off of behavioral patterns? You can classify what a person's done and
you can't classify... You can't break groups of people off into classification based off of. That's like saying we're going to group all certain personalities here. And you can't
we
do
that all the time.
But you
the judicial system is based entirely upon grouping people upon the way they behave.
You can put psychopaths in one room, but each psychopath is different from the other one.
Yeah,
they have similarities, but it's still different.
It's not based upon their dementia. It's based upon what they did. Our entire judicial system is based upon, okay, these people have committed crimes, these people haven't. Because these people committed crimes, they're inside these little cells, and these people are out walking free. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's based upon the way they behave. That's already in place. Schools, your job, everything. If you do your job well, in theory anyway, you get a raise. That's the exact same thing I'm talking about.
Very much in theory.
It has nothing to do, it has nothing to do with who you are, what you look like, what color you are, who you're into, all that type of shit. And I think if we go, and we're going that way anyway, because... Pure blood people are disappearing.
Well, if everybody keep fucking the way they fucking across race lines, it won't matter.
I moved here, if I saw a black man and a white woman in public holding hands, now I didn't have a problem with it, but you know there are people who did. Now, there might be some people who talk shit, but most people go about it. At least what I see. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Back
to the time thing.
Yeah, which, certain people hold on to things longer. Because all up until 99 in South Carolina, it was still illegal. It was not recognized for African-American male and Caucasian female or anything.
Was that enforced, though?
Yeah.
There's enforced?
Your shit, you got no license.
You go up to the...
You could not get a license.
It means with the police, like, arrest you.
No, but you couldn't get a marriage
license.
You couldn't get a marriage license.
Well, that's why I don't believe in licensing.
Couldn't get a marriage license.
Yeah, but see, the whole gay marriage thing...
And, you know, I love the argument about the sanctity of marriage, despite the fact that we continually do redefine what is and what isn't a marriage. I mean...
Marriage is man and woman.
Why is it the government's job to decide who is and isn't married? Now, the problem is...
It turns it right into a privilege.
Yes. Check it out. Everyone who's upset... the majority of people who are upset about gay marriage are very religious, and they say, well, it's an affront to God. Okay. What is the basis upon how you believe that a person's married? Well, we have this religious ceremony. We go to a church. We say these sacred vows in front of witnesses. We exchange these, you know, the rings and all the symbolism, and that ceremony means something to you. Well, what means more, that ceremony or this piece of paper that the government gave you? Well, the ceremony. Why do you give a fuck what the government
is? Separation between church and state is...
I'm not going through that shit.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying from a fundamental basis...
I feel you on that, though.
If you're saying that God is the mandate for who is and isn't married, then how are you going to subjugate God to say, well, God's opinion doesn't matter because the government is the one who gave me the document?
Yeah, so why... Yeah,
you're saying that God is below the government, which in my Bible is actually blasphemous.
Yeah.
And you're saying that ceremony doesn't matter. What matters is this piece of paper. No, what matters is the ceremony. The government can say that Derek and I are married. I don't believe I'm married to Derek, and Derek certainly doesn't believe he's married to me.
Oh.
And God wouldn't recognize that if that's what you believe. So your whole argument is meaningless.
But see, that's my whole thing, though. And my whole thing is like this. I was like, because most people would tell me, I said, what are you actually fighting for? Are you fighting for the term? Or are you fighting for the same rights and stuff that, you know, two married people get? Well, we want the rights. Have them.
Check this out.
But the shit's not a marriage. That's it. You can get all that shit. Tax breaks, everything. Still not a marriage.
I hate to say it, but I started noticing a lot of things because I started seeing things from an outside perspective. And you look at the argument. You break down the argument like this. This side says that government should recognize marriage as this. This side says government shouldn't. Now, the problem is both sides are saying government is involved.
And it's not.
Why is government involved? I'm the outsider looking at it saying...
Because they can't imagine there wouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
So, Republican, Democrat, regardless of what party you are, you're still playing the same game. Even though you're playing it on different sides, you're playing somebody else's game, and you're giving government powers it shouldn't have.
I follow what you're saying, but my belief is not a marriage.
Well, honestly, I think...
If you believe that God decides who is and isn't married... Then even if two gay people get married and it's recognized by the government and it's recognized by a church, God, if you believe that His mandate is what's going to decide who is and isn't married, is not going to recognize it, and that's what matters.
Supposedly,
any church.
And if that's what you believe, is what you believe, and I can't believe that people can't go down that road.
No.
We have gotten way off topic here, yes. And it's time to. I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play AC Alone. I think this is fitting.
All right. Yo, this all came about one time when I was on a plane back, going back to Los Angeles, coming from somewhere else, and I sat next to this lady and she was telling me some things, you know. I don't remember it verbatim, but I do remember some of the things she said, and it was like this. She said, life as we know it is about to change. I smell it within the air, the weather is getting strange. Drugged up, sedated, and numb from the pain. The sickness in America has spread to her brain. She is no longer fit to make good decisions. She is completely blind and void of any vision. She parties hard and she keeps her conscious mind in prison. Therefore, she's headed for the ultimate collision. She can no longer hide the scars on her face. The innocence now gone is hard to replace. She has no shame, no remorse, or any grace. She embraces the devil and she hates over race. Miss America, the beautiful, the free. Falling within the cracks, I wish that you can see. She buried her misery within society. It's obvious you have no regard for me. That's why you caught up in the belly of America. Lost in the stomach of America. Broken down in the bowels of America. Sinking in the garbage of America. Stuck in the brain of America. Suffering in the body of America. Lying in the wicked spirit of America. Dying in the old soul. Miss America, you've been a very bad girl. You nearly disgraced humanity in the eyes of the world. Vanity has took you over. You're not deserving. The mirror image of your reflection is quite disturbing. She makes so many promises she couldn't keep. She neglected to mother her young so they don't sleep. They scream out for justice and then they weep. We're not to blame, Miss America, it's what you reap. The audacity of your inventions to rule us all. The tragedy of your intentions to fool us all. You should have gave in to nature and to the laws. It's only a matter of time before you fall. The things you should have worked out in your first colony. Took some of your own advice and your psychology. You've destroyed all morale and the ecology. I'm sorry, but I don't accept your apology. I'm caught up in the belly of America. Lost in the stomach of America. Broken down in the bowels of America. Sinking in the garbage of America. Stuck in the brain of America. Suffering in the body of America. Lying in the wicked spirit of America. Dying in the old soul of America. Oh, Miss America, so much attraction. Says she had to take responsibility for her actions. We work around within the system and make adaptions so you can let freedom ring within your faction. How can people still be hungry when there's a surplus? Suffering within your home, you've made them worthless. Damn near police the state and make us nervous. Even though some conform and join your service. Your presidency's the biggest joke, but where the laugh? I always smell the gun smoke on your behalf. I think I should send a telegraph to your staff. America, you're down and dirty, you need a bath. So tell your secret agents don't be paranoid. This wasn't taught by Socrates or Sigmund Freud. This is simply God's work you can't avoid. Every nation ever built has been destroyed. Cause we caught up in the belly of America. Lost in the stomach of America. Broken down in the bowels of America. Sinking in the garbage of America. Stuck in the brain of America. Suffering in the body of America. Trying in the good old spirit of America. Dying in the old soul of America. Yeah.
to podcast number 23?
Probably not.
You better. My song is playing on this fucking...
At masscast.shaped... podcast.
Stay away from the weed smoke. The second hand is killing your sales.
At podcast.shapelessmass.com. We've had Derek, Nick, Philip on the show. Thanks a lot for coming out, guys. Really appreciate it.
You got a website now where we can get they can download your music?
Okay, well, it's not actually a download, but you can actually listen to me on www.myspace.com/thesangsta, T-H-A-S-A-N-G-S-T-A.
So like gangster with an S.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And we're talking about gangsta with an A.
Oh, there's no gangster.
No, it's gangsta. Just like nigga, nigger.
Yeah, but
don't say that shit.
That's two different words.
That's not your mustache.
ER catch ass whooping.
There's someone out there who's got
it.
Well, yeah, but somebody check me out. You know, if you know anybody that's in the industry, tell them to hit me up, man. You know, I'm trying to get paid just like you are.
Yeah.
Cool. Good luck.
I said it before, man. Shouts out to thick bitches with fat asses. And shout out to the crazy bitches that like shitty men. We talked about last week. Yeah. Last time I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And it still continues on.
Yeah, that's the fuck niggas are running rampant. And
shout out to the fat bitches.
Thick bitches with fat asses.
Not fat bitches with thick ankles, man. Not a fuck on
There's a difference between fat and thick, man.
It's a nice difference.
How about... Shout outs to the thin bitches with fat asses.
If you like that too. You
can't find too many thin bitches with fat asses.
They're all dating shitty ass guys. Anyways.
In Augusta, yes they are.
F&A.
In the CSRA area, yes they are.
And they all have an old name.
I work in the mall and there's hot chicks in the mall all the time. The only time hot chicks come to the mall is when they're with... Into the GameStop, rather,
yeah.
Is when they're with their boyfriend.
I swear to God, Old Navy's female clothing department has like some sort of asshole, like perfume, like you know how hunters attract deer with like deer urine. You know, it's like some sort of attracting, you know, like you will date an asshole type. You know,
it's just the bitches. It's not the perfume.
Yeah, I said the female. The female clothing line contains something in it that. Just, if you shop at Old Navy and you're a woman, you're going to date an ass.
That's just CSRA.
It's guaranteed. It's in the Constitution. Look it up.
Become an ass.
But see, I'm not willing to just punch a bitch in the eye for no reason. So I think that's why I can't get a dime.
Unless they don't fit society.
I figured it out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to test the theory. I'm going to go to the club one night, and I'm going to see the finest bitch in the club, and I'm just going to walk up to her, slap the fuck out of her.
I don't have no
and take her home.
With your luck, it'll be like the chief of police's daughter.
Maybe she's been drinking a lot beforehand.
Hey, bitch!
Any consequences you may face, you probably...
Like the Secret Service agent, you took her to the side, not watching her at that moment. You walk up and slap her, and then you're on the ground. Just bad luck, man. I'm not wishing it upon you.
Drunk before you do it. That way, it's like, take me in, motherfucker.
If
you're sober, you're going to be like, motherfucker.
The milk is sexist. I like it. Just make sure you throw blaming the Jews in there somewhere.
The Jews are always to blame.
So yeah, shout out to Donald Rumsfeld. Have fun.
Fuck Donald.
See in hell.
Damn.
You know,
he may not deserve it.
He may get it though.
He deserves kitty hell. You know, it's like the flames are turned about half as hot as the sinners are getting. You know.
Not to boil it, but just
like somebody else worried about that.
But see, but Donald, that's true. But Donald doesn't feel he did anything wrong.
He's
so
in heck.
It's a heavy likelihood, you know what I'm saying?
No, all the people who died on his behalf, no, he's one hell.
I do not know, dog. You can repent for that shit if you feel you're wrong.
You're right. Exactly.
If you think you're wrong, I don't think he thinks he's wrong.
He doesn't strike me. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to repent.
Exactly.
So, thanks a lot for being on the show, everybody.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Skank pussy. You walk in there with a damn fucking cooler. That dude's going like some crazy redneck shit, man.
Unbelievable.
And I've been to fucking... I'm a dirty man.
I'm going to check this shit out.
I like every strip club. I love home washer clubs. Every town I can go to.
Home washer clubs.
Fucking Vegas. Fuck you.
You've been to the New Orleans?
I've been to New Orleans.
That's a whole other world right there, man.
Been everywhere.
That is like Sodom and Gomorrah right there.
Man, this guy's been to donkey fucking... I've been to Manila. Don't talk about New Orleans. Manila.
You got me there.